Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, Mr. President, let me join my colleagues in thanking you for organizing this thematic discussion under Agenda Item 6 of the conference. We also support your reasonable approach in choosing a general topic without specifying a certain category of emerging technology, which enables more delegations to engage in this thematic discussion. Let me also extend our gratitude to the distinguished panelists for their very informative and insightful presentations. Mr. President, scientific and technological developments combined with an unprecedented arms race and the divergence of different resources to armaments significantly influences global security and efforts on comprehensive international disarmament. Taking into account the potential and actual impacts of emerging technologies on international peace and security, Iran believes that it is also of significance for the conference to remain concerned about technological innovations and emerging technologies in armaments. While scientific and technological advancements offer significant tools to enhance global security and support disarmament efforts, they can also pose new challenges and risks that need to be carefully managed. Effective international cooperation and engagement are essential to leveraging the benefits while mitigating the downsides of these technological developments. New technologies can also have pros and cons. While they can bring comfort and peace and ease our lives, particularly when they are incorporated with weapons, they can turn into a grave and immediate menace to the lives and the existence of humankind. It is worth mentioning that the technologies by themselves do not pose a threat. Rather, the way that they are developed and incorporated into weapon systems may make them as a challenge. Therefore, it will be more discreet and precise to address emerging means of warfare instead of emerging technologies. As the final document of the General Assembly's first special session on disarmament states, the vast stockpiles and tremendous buildup of arms and armed forces and the competition for qualitative refinement of weapons of all kinds to which scientific resources and technological advances are diverted, continue posing incalculable threats to peace. Such a situation both reflects and aggravates international tensions, sharpens conflicts in various regions of the world, hinders the process of détente, exacerbates the differences between opposing military alliances, jeopardizes the security of all states, heightens the sense of insecurity among all states, including the non-nuclear weapon states, and increases the threat of nuclear war. There are some new technologies with a potential impact on international peace, security, and disarmament. Regretfully, some of these technologies, like artificial intelligence, have been deployed for mass killing and to target innocent and defenseless people, including in the Gaza Strip. As paragraph 12 of SSOD-1 indicates, the massive accumulation of armaments and the acquisition of armaments technology by racist regimes, as well as their possible acquisition of nuclear weapons, present a challenge and increasingly dangerous obstacle to a world community faced with the urgent needs to disarm. It is therefore essential for purposes of disarmament to prevent any further acquisition of arms or arms technology by such regimes, especially through a strict adherence by all states to relevant decisions of the Security Council. Recognizing that emerging technologies are not a threat per se, we are of the view that new technologies and their potential use in warfare should not hinder developing countries' access to such technologies for peaceful purposes. We also believe that the existing gaps between the developed and developing worlds should be bridged, and unconditional and non-discriminatory cooperation for scientific and technological transfers for peaceful purposes needs to be secured. In conclusion, Mr. President, we acknowledge the importance of continuing the examination of new technologies and encourage the international community to keep on assessing the consequences of technological advances and their use in warfare. Efforts to this end must include negotiations on the limitation and cessation of the qualitative improvement of armaments, especially weapons of mass destruction, and the development of new means of warfare so that ultimately scientific and technological achievements may be used solely for peaceful purposes. I thank you, Mr. President.